Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
Live from Maud Street Mall. Come down and say g'day, because Beyond Housing are next to me. They've set up a soup kitchen for anyone to come down and have a feed, some drinks as well. I am broadcasting live from where I slept last night. But I am joined right now with Robin from Beyond Housing. These are the people that make everything happen around the Goulburn Valley for the homeless. They put the roofs above their heads, and I can't stress enough how much we need to donate to help them out, because they're an incredible organisation with big hearts. Robin, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Josiah.
Now, tell us about, for those that are just tuning in, a bit about what you guys have do and why it's so important that you guys need the funds as well.
Well, we are actually the entry point in the Goulburn Valley for anybody that is homeless. We have a lot of other programs as well, but essentially our main focus is to end homelessness, and housing is what ends homelessness. So anyone that is in crisis, we really encourage them to make their way down to see us, not feel embarrassed or anxious about doing that. It's something that can happen to anybody, and I think that you've realised that, Josiah, yourself this last couple of weeks when doing speaking with some of our past clients and also just general community.
Yeah, and I think getting this conversation going, I feel like it hasn't been talked about enough. Like, there's organizations like yourself that are out there doing such an important thing, but so many people aren't aware of it, and it's so important that everyone listening does know about it, is talking about it, and get this conversation going. Be aware, and if you do have the ability to donate, do that as well.
Yeah, look, yourself and the HIT Goulburn Valley team have just done a great job over the last couple of weeks bringing awareness to the Shepparton area of the crisis for homelessness and the work that Beyond Housing do. We do work very hard, and we're very proud of what we do. We do actually have the website where you can actually go to beyondhousing.org.au, and you can actually click to the Get Involved. Also, you could go to the givenow.com.au/ruralhousingnetwork. Also, you can just come down and see us, and we can head you in the right direction.
Yeah, which a lot of people have been in touch with me about doing, and many people have done.
People are a couple of paychecks away from, you know, being in a position where they would need our help. So it could be somebody that's lost their job, ended up in a family crisis. They just don't know where to turn. It doesn't take long to end up in a problem where you're behind on your rent, and things can just spiral out of control. And sometimes you just need that help and that support, and knowing where to actually go. We know the services. We are there to help you.
Robin, one of the things why I find this is so important as well, and what I've realised over the last couple of weeks, is in Shepparton specifically and around the Goulburn Valley, homelessness is invisible.
Yeah.
So I slept on the streets last night. That only accounts for something like roughly 5% of the people, because you
exactly.
don't see many. The other 95% are doing it, like, they're couch surfing, they're in crisis accommodation, they're sleeping in their cars. So that's why it's so important, because we don't see them, to have this conversation. People need to be aware of it happening.
Yeah, exactly. It is, you know, people do think it's, oh, I don't see many homeless people around, you know, sleeping in front shop doorways and things like that. But, you know, it can be someone that's couch surfing that is considered homeless, that's down at the river in their car, as you've experienced.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so, you know, it's very surprising when you start looking into it, which I think you've actually realised.
Yeah, well, yeah. And you know what? I can't whinge about being how exhausted and tired I am, because I've done this for 4 nights. I've slept on the street for one. This is people's lives. Like, people are doing this 24/7, yeah. 365. So, yeah, it's crazy. So dig deep, Goulburn Valley, if you are listening, and donate. Benny, they're doing such a great job down here. They've got a soup kitchen set up as well. So let's encourage everyone listening to pop down and say g'day.
That's right.
I'd like to actually thank the Baker's Delight from Shepparton Marketplace, and also St Vincent's Paul for donating today, actually, for the soup and the bread, which was wonderful
brilliant.
Of them.